So let's close our eyes. Go to the base of your spine in your tailbone area. You can move around. You can lie down if you want, if that works for you. If you fall asleep, that's not a problem. Then that's what the divine wants for you to do. So you get it at a deeper level. If you decide to sit up, that's fine too. Just get comfortable so that you can be receptive. So feeling the base of your spine and the tailbone area. You're going to imagine a reddish-orangish light or feel some movement in the tailbone area and then maybe even through the pelvis, working its way into the legs. So down through the hips, the back, the buttocks, and then the pelvis area, and then it's working its way down, through the hip bones, the joints. Releasing some stuckness there, some pain maybe. Take your time. You don't have anything to do other than to pay attention to the energy that is already in you, and it wants you to be aware of it. So it's asking you to say, okay, I see or I feel or I experience some movement happening through this lower part of me, and then it's working through all the joints, releasing anything that's causing it to be achy or cracking or popping or pain, regardless of your age. It's there. There's congested energies in those places. And release it. Can be in the muscles too, in the bones. Can be just feeling around an energy surrounding the actual anatomical parts, the parts of your anatomy, your physical. Then it's moving down into the ankles, doing the same thing. You might even, don't encourage this, but if it happens naturally, just kind of move your ankles, your hips, your knees a little bit, to allow that energy to flow through, and then even into the feet and toes, you can crack them, move them, and if it pops, fine. So feel that presence. Bring your awareness to that lower part of your body that makes you to feel stuck. It needs to wake up and get you moving, taking movement in the right direction. You may be physically fit and moving, but you're not going anywhere. It's helping you to manifest a better reality. So that energy is moving through you. It can be an orangish, reddish light. Can be heat. Let's invoke Ganesha, the elephant-headed being, divine archetype that has the ability to, and the intelligence to make it to move in the right direction. Because it clears the obstacles, can dissolve them away, or can make you to go around them. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now we'll say the seed sound, or bija in Sanskrit. So we'll plant the seed of the consciousness to remove obstacles. Even if you have been doing this forever, do it again. His birthday is coming as well. So his energy is really getting close to the earth plane. It's really palpable. So pull that energy ahead of time. Send him the invitation. Come into my consciousness. So the seed sound is gum. So as you hear this, or you can even say it, if that's appropriate for you. And then hold on to the sound at the end. And feel that vibration move through your legs, down to your feet and back up again, swirling all around. And you might even start to feel it in the middle of your brain. Gum. 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 Gum, 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 make an internal prayer or request to Ganesha. It's a new season to plant new seeds, to remove obstacles in your life, in all the areas of your life, so that consciousness grows and has the ability or the intelligence to know how to navigate, so that life is a joy. You're experiencing success, miracles. Miracles are always readily available. We just have to receive them. So bring in the consciousness of Ganesha into every cell of your being. Feel it growing. It's planted within you. It's a new season. It's a new day. Now feel the energy focusing more back into the tailbone area, the base of your spine. Now, as it's focused at the base of your spine, another energy is going to be shooting up your spine in flashes of light, tube flashes of light. It's a tube. Coincides with your spinal column. So if you pay attention to your spinal column, now, this flash of light can be activated by your attention to the chakras. The chakras are starting at the base of the spine, then the navel is the next one, the belly button just below that, then the next one is the heart center in the middle of your chest, the throat, then the third eye, which corresponds with the pituitary, the pineal gland in the middle of your brain, pierces the skull and goes into the space. So this thin tube of light can be like a lightning flash. It can be a sustained, very thin, hair-like. That's how focused or subtle your awareness becomes. So putting attention in the midbrain, so the middle of your brain, you're looking at your spinal column. You're visualizing a white light, very bright, bright as the sun. It's starting from the bottom of the spine, moving up through the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye. The light illuminates the midbrain. It can be an explosion, or it can be just like a blast of light, or it can be a sustained light. It includes the pituitary, the pineal. So that's where your focus is. Now, imagine Dr. Ply standing in front of you. If you don't know what he looks like or you can't remember, that's fine. Just imagine a divine being, a bright, white light standing in front of you, or his physical form, if that's what resonates with you as image. Receive a beam of light penetrating the spot between your two eyebrows. Coming from his third eye into your third eye. The intelligence is there to dispel darkness. Receive this light. Let it illuminate your brain, your eyes, just dispelling darkness. Receive the invocation of Guru, which Guru together means to dispel the darkness, dispel the ignorance, dispel the blocks. For you to understand what super intelligence is to you, what higher intelligence is to you, what God consciousness is to you. At this moment in time, ask Him to reveal a deeper understanding. As you receive the light and the sounds, to invoke that connection, that intelligence, that alignment with your higher self. Wake it up. You might feel a little lightheaded. You might feel pressure. You might experience different colors of light. Keep receiving it. If you see black, keep receiving it. And really ask. Remove this black. Remove the darkness. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Commune with the light. Let it penetrate you. Let it light up your midbrain and also energize the sushumna that's piercing the chakras. keep receiving it from this image of Dr. Ply standing in front of you. And out of compassion, grace is flowing. You need a break in your life. You need some other divine intervention to be activated within you that can give the intelligence to instantaneously manifest and grow that within you. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Allow the beam of light to dispel the blocks that are creating the obstacles in your life. Dispel the darkness, dispel the negative thoughts, dispel the already knowingness. Dump what you know in this moment, and then fill your intelligence with whatever is being beamed into your third eye. At this moment, it only takes 4 millionths division of a second to receive exactly what you need. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Guruve. Feel your pineal gland in the midbrain area, the pituitary gland, the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel those two glands almost breathing. There's a pulsation or pressure. There's some rhythm going on. Just outside of your control. The forehead area is where the frontal lobe is housed. It's threatened by the midbrain breathing. Because the midbrain is all about joy and the ability to manifest your thoughts. Allow the light to come out of the brain and strike the skull as it's going up from the base of your spine. It's shooting up, and now it's shooting this intelligence up. So it's taking all that thought process and blasting through it. It's transcending your reasoning power. There's no reason. There's no right, wrong, good, bad. It's going above all that It's going into higher states of consciousness. So that gets activated and transmitted to the midbrain. The midbrain is your portal. The midbrain encompasses the pituitary pineal complex in the midbrain area. These are the physical body parts, the subtle body, the energetic body. That body that is connected to divine intelligence corresponds relative to those areas in your brain that you're focusing on now. Dive into these higher states of consciousness within the midbrain area. It's connected to the space light years away within milliseconds, can change everything about your consciousness. Again, go through the process of moving the light up from the bottom of your spine, piercing the chakras, the navel, then the heart, throat, third eye, midbrain, piercing the skull, going into the space. Dr. Pillai is standing in front of you, beaming a light into your third eye at the same time. The midbrain is breathing, the pineal is breathing, the pituitary is coming alive. Breathing meaning there's a pulsation going on. There's some movement that's beyond your control. Just allow it. It will nowize the brain, the mind. The pineal will release the elixir that will rejuvenate the body and the mind. So the higher you go into the sky, into the space, the more you will activate this midbrain complex. Now search for Krishna consciousness. It's pretty close. So no need to go too far out there. Just ask for it. Ask your higher self to pull it in. Pull it into that beam of light. Imagine it pouring from all realms. Not just from the top of that beam of light, as pouring it into a tube. No, it's absorbing into the tube. It's absorbing into the tube that's above your head, within your body, apparatus, the chakra system, the sushumna, that thin tube of light. The consciousness is absorbing now. It's so attracted like a magnetic pole. And then those beams of consciousness, streams of light, are beaming through your body parts from head to toe, all around you. At the same time, receive the empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai. So as this is going on, bring your attention into your heart center. The focus now is in your heart center, although everything else is going on. So your heart center starts to come alive. Something new is being revealed. something blue, a blue light appears in the heart center, or some energy that is light and joyful is also there. A being may appear. Imagine a blue-bodied being, image, appears in the heart center, adorned with golden silk robes, dress, gems, studded with gems. Gems are hanging from his neck. And he's wearing a crown with a peacock feather. And he has a flute. All these descriptions have secrets beyond them. They carry intelligence. So go beyond what it all means. Just allow that vision to appear. And the essence of it to penetrate your body, mind, and soul as you are focusing on your heart. The heart is where the desires, the unfulfilled desires live. And we need those desires to be fulfilled because it's God's will, not yours. God wants you to have heaven on earth. Krishna consciousness is having joy, happiness, divinity, pervading every area of your life. Feel that vision coming alive, maybe dancing, maybe some music comes. You feel some shift happening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Feel the energy of the sounds absorbing into your heart, melting the layers of consciousness so that joy can come, can well up, your heart can well up with joy, releasing anything that is in the way. Commune with Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Feel your midbrain come alive. Your heart is exploding to a new level of consciousness where your desires can be released. Into the world that you live in and attract those things to you. Your heartfelt desires. Send out that message. Only your soul knows what is good for you. So allow it to pull that to you. Pay attention to your heart again. See the blue. Feel the energy in your heart. See Krishna in his beautiful golden robes, clothing, dressed with a crown and jewels all around. Him, sparkling, dazzling light. He's playing the flute, making your heart sing and dance in a very sacred and playful, joyful way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Feel your midbrain. Feel it coming alive even more. You're able to receive more empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai, standing in front of you, beaming your third eye. That's now maybe exploding golden light throughout your body, making all the chakras come alive. Feel the dance of the divine within you. Now, in your heart center again, focus on Krishna being met by his consort Radha, who is his Shakti, his energy, his joy, his eternal love. And they're meeting and embracing, dancing in your heart. Hare Bol, Radhe Bol, 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 Hare Bol, Radhe Bol. Feel the sound swirling around, twirling, dancing, spinning in your heart. Imagine the sounds that represent these divine beings dancing, embracing, swirling, going faster and faster, creating this motion within you that is going to blast you into outer space. The space that they live in, that's so fast, can instantaneously manifest anything you want. Get in that spin. Hare Bol, Radhe Bol, 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 Bol, feel your membrane. Feel your heart. Feel your body from head to toe. Scan it from head to toe. Feel some new energy coming in from head to toe as you're scanning from the top of your head. Down, 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 down to your toes and fingers. Heaven on earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Feel the potency of peace and joy, abundance, instantaneous manifestation, the ability to create whatever your heart desires that will lead you to a more fulfilling, more rewarding way of being hereafter. Let go of the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed on the way out, coming back to yourself, your awareness around you. You can make a prayer to Lord Ganesha for giving you a deep experience. By removing the obstacles for your meditation to reveal something that is new. To Dr. Pillai for empowering you, connecting with you in a very intimate way that only you know what that means. And then to Krishna and Radha, the male and the female aspects of yourself, your higher self. It's available to everybody, this consciousness to create heaven on earth.